your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Tuesday, May 10th. In the red again, stocks continued their rout yesterday to start the week, with the Dow losing more than 650 points, the NASDAQ lost nearly 4.3%, and the S&P 500 down 3.2% to end the day below the 400,000-point mark for the first time in more than a year. Bill, but let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing? The S&P has just upticked. They're now up 0.93%. So that's a positive. Remember, early this morning, they were up well over 1%. And they pulled back down to up about, 6-tenths of 1%. And they've been steadily climbing ever since. But now we're up 0.95%. So that's a good sign going into, this morning's opening. The yield on the treasuries, it started to come down a little bit. You're looking at what's going on in oil prices. Oil prices are flat, but we really seem to have hit a bottom here. This is really where some money is about to be made. You look at a lot of the stocks, they are trading higher. You look at a lot of the Fed comments, and they've been very dovish, and they're really talking about no recession coming up in the future. So I got to be positive on the markets today. And I think tomorrow we have that CPI number. I think that's going to come in, very weak as compared to last month's, the April versus March. March took in all the data from February, which is when oil prices had that shock. So I do think that the April CPI reading is going to be a lot lighter than the previous month. So that's going to be a positive for the markets. So I think we're going to have a rally today and tomorrow. So I'm looking for good things today. I got oil 101.56 for WTI. I got Brent at 104.30. Tokyo was down about 0.5% last night, or 152 points. Hong Kong lost 1.84%, or 368 points. You're looking over London. London's up 50 points, or about 0.7%. Germany's up almost 200 points, or 1.4% this morning. So yeah, we're going to start seeing some buyers come in this morning, Emily. So I'm looking for some good things today.
And like you said it twice, you're looking for some good things. And when it comes to news that you can use to sort of trade the bottom and look for that opportunity, earnings. Earnings are still rolling along. A lot coming out, a lot to look ahead to. So Bill, give us a rundown of what we should be watching for there.
Yeah, let's start off with Norvax. It's ticker NVAX, Nancy Victor, Apple X-Ray. These guys missed by 13 cents on lower revenue. You look at the stock this morning, and it's down 22%. Now, they came out with their revenue for the full year of $4 to $5 billion, where the consensus is $4.49 billion. That's awfully wide. They could have narrowed it a lot, but they made it really wide because I feel that they're not confident in their business going forward. But that's why you've seen the stock really selling off this morning. Ring Central, ticker RNG, Richard Nancy Grace. These guys beat by 5 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 4.86% this morning. International Flavor and Fragrances, that's ticker IFF, India Frank Frank. They beat by 42 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. The stock hasn't opened up yet for trading, but it looks like it's going to have a nice bounce when it does open up, because that bid offer is pretty wide. It's pretty wide to the upside. XPO Logistics, that's ticker XPO, X-Ray Paul Oscar. They beat by 32 cents, and they did it on higher revenue. That stock is up 5.21% this morning. Shockwave Medical, this is one that I was following. That's ticker SWAV, Sam William Apple Victor. They beat by 21 cents on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's up 15.82%. I don't think it's going to be able to hold that gain, but it sure was a nice shot in the arm for the company. And then this morning, we have Hyatt Hotels. They released. They beat by 3 cents. Hyatt Hotels is trading higher by 2.7% this morning. And Peloton, ticker PTON, Paul, Tom, Oscar, Nancy. they missed by $1.44 on lower revenue. I mean, the stock's down, 23% this morning. It shouldn't surprise anyone. This is a pandemic play on a one-of-a-kind product that really doesn't have legs to be able to resell over and over again. So Peloton, that miss, not surprising. And they're looking to take out loans. They're trying to borrow more money to keep afloat. So not great things for Peloton. But upcoming, we have a lot of interesting ones. Boot Barn is coming out. That's ticker B-O-O-T, Boy, Oscar Tom. EPS estimates here are $1.32. And the expected move here is 12.48%. Arrowhead Pharmaceuticals, that's ticker A-R-W-R, Apple Richard, William Richard. EPS estimates are 39 cents, and the expected move here is 15.74%. Wynn Resorts, ticker WYNN, William Yellow, Nancy. EPS estimates are for them to lose $1.15 this quarter, but the expected move here is 8.63%. Roblox, that's ticker RBLX, Richard Boy, Larry X-Ray. EPS is for them to lose 23 cents this quarter, and the expected move is 22.43%. Stock has really sold off this last quarter. TTD, Trade Desk, Tom David. EPS here is 16 cents, and the expected move here is 16.78%. Electronic Arts, that's ticker EA, Elvis Apple. Expected EPS of $1.45, and the expected move here is 6.43%. Let's round this out by talking about Occidental Petroleum. Their EPS estimates are $1.97, and the expected move here is 9.89%, Emily.
And turning to economic events, we may be data light today, as you mentioned, Bill, but we are Fed heavy, as you did let us know in the opening. So give us a rundown of today's economic events.
Well, we're starting off with John Williams, who's a big dove. He's going to start talking at 7:40 a.m. This morning. He's got a speech going on. And then, at 8:30 this morning, we're going to be hearing from Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic. He's really on the fence, but I do look at him more in the dovish camp these days. Richmond Fed Bank President Thomas Barkin will be speaking at 9:15 a.m. At 1 a.m., we're going to be hearing again from Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neil Kashkari. At 3 p.m., we're going to be hearing from Cleveland Fed Bank President Loretta Muster. She's a big hawk. And then at 7 p.m., Rafael Bostic from the Atlanta Fed will be speaking again. It's interesting because on Monday, Kashkari came out and said that he's confident the central bank will keep inflation under control. And he thinks the Fed will need help from, an improving supply chain. He fears higher rates are really just going to hurt low-income Americans. He defended his preference for low rates, saying that he's long been on team transitory. He wants this, information out there, and he feels that it benefits everybody when we know what the Fed is speaking. He's one of the brightest guys on the Fed. Remember, this is the guy that got us through the 2008 conference financial issues that we were having. So I pay a lot of attention to Neil Kashkari. He's a good guy in my book.
And Bill, when we're looking for good things and looking for opportunities in this market, we mentioned the earnings rundown. You also gave us a rundown of what to expect in terms of Fed speak. The other place that we can find opportunity, look for those good things, is by following the hottest market moving headlines. And you're able to do this by using your Newswire alerts and breaking them down by different segments and sectors, by different events. You look at your FANG stocks, you look at the Dow 30, and you're able to take this information and look for those good things. So, Bill, what do you see as possibly moving the market today?
Yeah, I really do. I break everything down into sectors and industries. Just to have the news flow into those specific categories, it's a huge benefit. I know what's going to happen ahead of time many, many times. I'm looking at the FANG stocks this morning. Why? Because they're the heaviest weighted in the S&P 500. They're all showing gains. They're all showing gains above 1.5% this morning. That's a good indication of where the S&Ps are going to wind up at today. Right now, they're up 1.01%. I look at some of the stories behind it. Meta, Facebook, ticker FB. They're working on lowering some of their fees. They're looking to convert, some news links into news videos so they don't have to pay for it. It's not really a good long-term play because now people pay for quality news. And when you start turning to video, it's always delayed. Number one. Number two, it's not quality anymore. So this is probably a big mistake for Facebook. Talking Google to, or GOOG, Match.com apparently is suing Google after being refused the same App Store treatment as Spotify. And Tesla. Tesla halts most of its Shanghai plant production amid supply issues. Yet you look at the stock and it's in, you know, Tesla is actually up 2.27% this morning. They did come out with their Chinese numbers of the number of cars they produced. I don't know if that was positive or not, but I did see that the number hit the tape this morning. We're talking Dow 30 news. IBM, ticker in, IBM International Business Machines. They're kicking off their 2002 Think Conference today that's starting. This could be interesting. Walt Disney, that's ticker DIS, David India Sam. Implied volatility is elevated. This indicates a wider price movement is expected when they release earnings. And guess what? Earnings are coming out tomorrow afternoon. Merck, ticker MRK, Michael Richard Kilo. These guys have announced that they're having an upcoming conference next month. The conference is, you know, June 3rd through June 7th. So keep an eye on it. And Merck's going to be presenting data from six different studies all about Keytruda. So Keytruda is really a blockbuster drug that they have for cancer. So any weakness between now and June 3rd, it's, you got to really look at this because this could be a very good opportunity for you because it's likely to have some price momentum during that conference of June 3rd through June 7th. In terms of merger news, Helio, ticker HLIO, Henry Larry India Oscar. They signed a definite agreement to acquire ticker Tamai. Dover Corporation, that's ticker DOV, David Oscar Victor, they're acquiring an engineering corporation for up to $275 million. And Pfizer, Pfizer's acquiring the remaining shares of Biohaven that it doesn't already own for $11.6 billion. That's 148.50 cents per share. Philip Morris, ticker PM, Paul Michael, they're in a bid to buy Swedish Match. Now, this deal could be valued at $15 billion. So we'll have to see if there's any movement on this, but keep an eye on Philip Morris. In terms of guidance, ticker BCO, Boy Charlie Oscar, this is Brinks. They see adjusted full year guidance coming in between $5.50 to $6. The street estimate, $5.71. So that's a little higher. Peloton, ticker PTON, Paul, Tom, Oscar, Nancy. The street was looking for them, you know, for the Q4 to come in at about $821 million. They just came in and said that they're expecting to come in between $675 to $700 million. So that's why you see the shares of Peloton really selling off this morning. International Gaming, that's ticker IGT, India Grace Tom. They see full year 2022 revenue coming in between $4.1 billion to $4.3 billion. The street is at $4.17. So that's a little bit of an uptick, but XPO Logistics, ticker XPO, X-Ray Paul Oscar, they see full year EPS coming in between $5.20 to $5.60. What's the street estimate? $5.19. So it really just is going to be boosting that stock price today. Let's talk about some events going on today. Blue Apron, ticker APRN, Apple Paul, Richard Nancy at 9:30 today. They're having a virtual investors day today. Remember, Blue Apron just got space on the Walmart website. So could be some good things happening for Blue Apron in the near future. Dish, ticker DISH, at 4 o'clock, they're having an analyst day today. And in terms of shareholders meeting, Spirit Airlines, ticker SAVE, Sam Apple, Victor Edward at 9 a.m. They're having their annual shareholders meeting at 9:30. We're going to be hearing for 3M, Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing, when they hold their annual shareholders meeting. Gap Inc., 10 a.m., they're having their shareholders meeting. And Lowe's, ticker L is in Larry. They're going to be having their shareholders meeting today. That's going to be starting at 11 a.m. In terms of buyback news, Vera Mobile. That's ticker VRRM, Victor Richard Mary. They authorized 125 million share buyback. And Adapt Health, that's ticker AHCO, Apple Henry, Charlie Oscar. Their board authorized a 200 million share repurchasing program this morning. So, you know, a lot of good news, a lot of positive things happening in the market. Hitting my alerts this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswire delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. Bill, you said it yourself, there is a lot of news that we can use today, and it is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. So taking a look at all that's out there, what is your pick of the day today?
Going to go with IBM, ticker IBM, International Business Machines. So, you know, they're kicking off their 2002 conference today. They're going to be making a lot of positive comments about quantum computing and, you know, ways that they're going to be helping other industries. So this is going to be a good conference. You look at the broker data, they're all positive. They got, you know, nice significant price targets on the stock, well above where the stock price is at. And they all have good recommendations on the stock. You look at the option data, it's still strong. It's still mainly on the call side for the weekly options. But I think you're going to be able to see some positive news events coming out of this IBM conference. You know, 134.70 is kind of my in price. But I think that that's, you know, that is subject to when we get closer to the open. But yeah, I like IBM today. I think that you're going to be able to see a nice little gain out of that stock today, Emily.
Okay, Bill, IBM it is. And any good positive news coming out of that conference, you're going to see right away through your newswire alerts. So we'll keep an eye on that. And coming up, we won't sign off before recapping yesterday's pick of the day. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Unisys, ticker UIS, under India Sam. They announced Q1 contracts. They got a range of first quarter 2022 contracts for its digital workplace. NetApp, ticker NTAP, Nancy Tom, Apple Paul. They're teaming up with NVIDIA to accelerate HPC AI supercomputing infrastructure. United Airlines, ticker UAL. They signed an international PA for sustainable aviation fuel. Frontier Communications, that's ticker FYBR, Frank Yellow Boy Richard. They price on $1.2 billion of first lien secured notes. Ticker SPTN, Sam Paul, Tom Nancy, Spartan Ash. Spartan Ash and DoorDash apparently are doing a partnership for on-demand grocery off. Cisco, ticker SYY, Q3 profit increases. They beat estimates. They reported 71 cents where the street was expecting 55 cents. You see Travelers Group, ticker TRV, stocks jumping 2.8% in the pre-market. That's really leading the down gainers this morning. Honeywell, ticker HON, they're going to be participating in the Goldman Sachs Industrials and Material Conference that starts today at 8 a.m. Honeywell's been holding up pretty nicely, ticker HON. Calix, that's ticker CALX, Charlie Appleberry X-Ray. They added Constant Contact as its out-of-the-box integration for marketing and cloud. Ticker PLD, Paul Larry David. Prologix, they just acquired Duke Realty in an all-stock deal valued at $61.68 a share. Petrobras reportedly refused U.S. government's request to boost crude output. Ticker MAS, Masco. Masco Corp announced a $500 million accelerated share repurchasing agreement. Wow, that's big for them. That's really what I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Coca-Cola. Yesterday on the show, Bill, you told us that Coca-Cola was added by Bank of America Securities to the US 1 list. This was along with Kraft Heinz, that's ticker KHC. I think it's interesting to note that it removed Walt Disney and Teradata Corp. Back to Coca-Cola, Bill, it was another ugly day for the markets yesterday. And I know you were looking for a price target around $64 and hopefully anticipating a pop from there. So, Bill, how did your call work out?
It actually worked out very well. I mean, you have to be impressed with the way Coca-Cola held up yesterday. I mean, the stock opened up at $64.47. Now, we thought it would move lower. If you looked at the S&Ps, there was your indication that these prices aren't going to hold, that they are going to be pushing lower. And it did. It pushed all the way down to $64.04. And from there, it started its run. And it actually jumped all the way up to $65.36. I mean, that's like a 1.3% difference from the opening price to the high of the day. But remember, we were saying 64, and you know that makes that percentage gain even sweeter. So yeah, Coca-Cola, we hit the nail on the head. We picked the one stock that actually was able to bring out a 1% gain during the day. So you got to be impressed with Coca-Cola and that price movement yesterday. It was a great call.
And you said to me yesterday, Bill, the markets were ugly, but Coca-Cola was sweet. And it was indeed. We will check in with you tomorrow about today's IBM pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here each weekday morning this week at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.